Heidi ho, friends and neighbors.
That's the worst beginning I've ever heard in my life. Nobody's going to listen. First time listeners are going to go like, what the hell? It's like Mr. Rogers on crack.
I'm trying to get you pumped. Let's do a podcast.
Yeah. Episode 45.
Yeah.
Two boobs and a baby plus.
Plus.
I'm Dave.
I'm Heather Delaney.
How are you?
I'm good. Are you asking me?
Not you. I'm asking the person that's listening.
Hello, person listening.
How are you? Oh, person listening, you got something right there on your chin, just to the right of your mouth there.
Oh, yeah.
You see it? Yeah, you got it.
You got it.
Good.
Yeah.
Some people don't tell people that, but, you know.
I think it's a very good quality to have, to be honest with someone and be like, you know what, you got something in your teeth.
Yeah, but you don't do that right with there. Me. You do that with the teeth. Granted, because we have like
you
a sort
always
of thing.
Have something in your teeth. I can't do it all the time.
That's
or
true.
I just always be telling you that.
No, but if like I have like a little tiny white head.
Did you see what you just said? A little tiny white head.
Yeah. If I have a little tiny white head.
Okay, I don't notice if you have a tiny, tiny little white head. You're so vain.
No, it's not a matter of vanity. It's a matter of like.
It is such a matter
let me know
of vanity.
These things. Okay, so.
If you have a blazing, huge white head on your face, I would tell you. But I don't see in the deep, dark crevice of your nose if you have a tiny, microscopic white head, which you get so upset about if I don't tell you.
By the way.
Yes.
You've got a tiny little white head.
I've got a bunch. That's probably why I don't tell you. It's because I'm finally going through puberty at age 32. Am I 32?
I think so.
Yeah.
So I went out for lunch the other day with Clint, my boss, who's a great guy. Very, very good guy. And after lunch...
Brown nose. Keep going.
Oh, shut up. It doesn't work like that there. Anyway, so we went out for lunch, and we were walking out. We were waiting for the light to turn green, as you do.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, we were talking, and I turned to talk to him, and he said, Dave, he's like, you got like a big piece of spinach in your mouth, on your teeth. So, don't scratch right next to the mic.
I'm sorry, my leg itched.
If you're going to hold the mic right on your leg, you can't scratch your leg.
But my leg itched right there. It was tickling it.
Audio
cord.
Mistake number one. Speaking sorry. Of, hey, get... So, we're at like, I think it's like $99 or something like that on AdSense, on the Google AdWords.
We got...
No, it is. It's $99.
Oh,
it's like
is
nine,
it?
It's, I haven't checked it. It could be over 100 now. But, okay, here's the deal. On twoboobsandababy.com, our website, where you find this delicious show each time.
Each
time.
Time.
Each time we decide to do one, or we find time to do one. But if when you go to the website, we have Google AdWords, which are like little advertisements along the top and along the side, which are, you know, Google chooses them sort of thing. And they're, you know, they're for like Gerber's or, you know, different baby products, whatever. But every time somebody clicks one, we get like a cent or half a cent or 2 cents or something. So the more of you that click those ads, I mean, you have to be genuine about it. So if you're interested, I can't sit at home and go click, 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 click all day. Heather could, but I can't. No. You can't
do
that.
Yeah, because I have absolutely nothing to do.
That's right.
Yes.
You just sit at home all day.
Yeah,
anyway.
Eating bonbons.
Anyway, so
bonbons. They always say that. Bonbons.
It's French for candy.
Oh, okay.
C'est bon. Very good. Good candy. Good bonbon. Good.
Not bum-bum.
Bonbon. B-O-N-B-O-N.
Yeah.
Bonbon. Anyway, so my point is that every time you click one of those advertisements on our website, we get paid. And that money accumulates and accumulates and accumulates. And then eventually, now we've had the AdSense words on the website for like 6 months or maybe even longer than that. Probably longer than that. But we're just about to make $100. And when you finally make $100, that's when you get paid.
Yeah, they don't pay you until you make $100.
Right. So, and here's the thing. We're going to take that $100 and we're going to put it back into the show.
What are we going to do?
We're going to buy a real microphone. Because as many of as you podcasting fellas know out there who know me, you know my equipment is the bomb, as the cool kids call it. Anyway, it's like a T30 iRiver, which is like a little tiny MP3 recorder with a built-in microphone. We don't even have a microphone to hold. We just have the recorder with the built-in microphone. But it sounds pretty good, doesn't it?
Can we get back to the kids, please?
Who?
Hello, all about me, Dave.
So.
Woo-hoo. Great. So, we like always, we're just busy. Everybody's busy. But we're going to stop making these empty promises of trying to do podcasts weekly or even for us monthly. We're going to do it when we can. And I'm really excited.
I'm pumped.
Woo! We've got both kids asleep.
We have both kids sleeping right now.
And it's daytime. They're both taking a nap at the same time.
And we're sitting out on our screened-in porch. Yay. On our new house.
Which we is finally have furniture out here.
We bought some furniture for the screened-in porch. It's a beautiful day. We have two ceiling fans in our screened-in porch that are spinning. So if you hear that weird noise. But I'm sure we'll be doing episodes in the future out here at night. And it'll be really cool because you'll be able to hear all the crazy beetles and insects that are
Hello,
screaming.
City Boy. Crickets. They're called crickets.
Those are louder than cicadas. Crickets. Crickets at home are like some quaint little...
You don't have crickets in Toronto?
No, you do.
Not in downtown Toronto. You do not have crickets.
No, I think the raccoons ate them.
So let's get to the kitties. What are the kitties doing?
You know what? I don't want to talk about the kids anymore.
Are you over the kids?
Let's just call the show Two Boobs and just talk about us.
Just talk about us. Okay. Yeah.
So what's going on? Sam did this. Ella did that.
Yeah, exactly. That's all we do as kids.
That's all we do. We have no social life.
We have no other life.
No.
But you know what? It's really encouraging because we're halfway through the hard part. Ella's about to be one. Sam's about to be two. It's already getting easier. We're like getting into the groove of things.
It's getting there.
Yeah, we got it. We got it figured out. Like, we are starting to win some days.
Some days
we are starting to win.
Like 2.5 weeks ago when we won that day?
Yeah.
Because we haven't won since then.
That's true.
Because we've got so much to talk about, but we went home to Toronto to visit friends and family there. And, bringing the kids there, I mean, we spent a few days at my dad's place north of Toronto, and then we went down to my mom's place in Toronto, in the city. And... So it kind of threw them off their schedules, and Ella's really kind of getting
out of there.
Yeah, Ella's really getting into a vibe now, like a new actual schedule, and so it was pretty thrown off.
Yeah.
And there's, you know, an hour time difference. So coming home back here, since then, it's been like 2.5 weeks or something, and they've been...
Well, they got a cold, and then then now Ella's teething, so it just throws it all off, and so we just haven't been sleeping much. Pretty much every night we have some baby in the bed with us.
I'm lucky. I get away.
Yeah.
I get away pretty luckily in these situations.
For
I mean,
some
I stay
reason,
awake. I'm
for
awake
some reason, for in our bed, it's all about mama. They want mama. Like, I mean...
It is for me, too.
Mama.
Mama.
You threw me off there. Just saying. Well,
should I put it on pause?
Okay.
That's why we say two boobs and a baby plus.
You probably just lost a lot of listeners right now.
It's no longer a family show.
But any other time, they're fine with going with you, and they kind of equal, you know, go to us equally. But in the bed, I mean, Sam wants to be right on top of me. Ella wants to be eating my hair, just munching, pulling it out, eating my hair like a little.
But you're not joking. Like, it's not an exaggeration at all.
No.
Like, she actually eats your hair.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which, like, is not good.
It's disgusting, actually.
And then Sam crawls and sits on your head, like perched on your head like a cat.
Yeah. Last night I woke up and Ella was she was laying across my neck. I was laying on my back and she was asleep across my neck. And I was thinking, okay, I wonder why I wake up with horrible back pains and just, I'm going to be like an 80-year-old woman by the time I'm 35.
I'm already 80, so.
You are.
I've been going to see a chiropractor again because I did something to my shoulder, and it's been really insanely painful for quite a while now. But we discovered the other day, and kind of just casually, but I had mentioned about sleeping or, I don't know, about the kids or whatever. And it turns out sleeping on your stomach with your arms wrapped around the pillow underneath you is not a good way to sleep.
Yeah, because you sleep with your arm up above you.
Yeah.
And that's not a natural position.
And he was also saying because they're crossed, my muscles are all tight. So.
Ooh.
Yeah. Stop already. This is getting disturbing.
I threw you off.
Or
that
delicious.
Time.
I'm going to put it on pause. No. What was I saying? Something about muscles? Oh, yeah, so I'm oiling my muscles. And, drives the girls crazy. I'm kissing my pipes. And...
yeah.
What was that? Okay, totally side thing, but I work with a girl, Rachel, who's a super cool girl, who actually babysat for us, so that's a different story. She's great, but she comes into our office, our room the other day, and she's like, oh my God, does anybody know a good vet? And she turned to me, and I said, no. And she goes, too bad, because these puppies are sick! And she starts kissing her muscles. It was so funny. It was really funny. What were we talking about again?
No, I'm so off topic. I have no idea.
So we were talking about sleeping and the pains that I've been having. So I've realized that now I need to be sleeping.
Back to you again.
Well, that's what I was talking about.
Yeah, you're right.
So yeah, so basically the chiropractor's telling me that I need to be sleeping on my back or on my side with my arms kind of down. So. So I'm having my own difficulty sleeping. That's what I was trying to say.
Poor you. You do not have someone munching and ripping out your hair and, like, perching on top of your head and laying across your neck.
That's true.
Let's talk about what the kitties are doing. They are just growing by leaps and bounds and doing all kinds of fun stuff.
Yeah.
Especially Ella. Ella's going to be 2 weeks?
2 weeks. 2 weeks. October 9th.
She's standing. She's cruising along the furniture. We're not really wanting her to walk yet.
No, not quite. But she's there almost. But it's great, though. I mean, actually, I kind of want her to walk now because she's oh, look, I yawned during the day, too. She's kind of sketchy on the stairs a little bit still.
Yeah, she's going up and down the stairs. I mean, yeah. We have to be there, but she's going up and down the stairs.
Yeah, but, you know, as soon as she walks.
She's saying all kinds of animal noises.
Yeah, I'll try to... I've got some animal noises I think I recorded that she was saying, so I'll save those to the end of the show.
She says, "Oh man."
Oh man. I wonder where she got that from. Yeah, it's pretty cute.
Yeah,
she's really digging the books and things too.
And she and Sam are really most of the time they play really well together.
He hugs her.
Oh, he just goes up and hugs on her.
Ella.
When she's not around or if she's sleeping, person, "Where's Ella? Where's Ella?"
And he calls her the bean sometimes.
Yeah. Oh. And he's... Oh, Sam. Sam is really into Mickey Mouse Club right now.
Oh, my God. That show is just...
He has two addictions in life right now. One is the Mickey Mouse Club, and one is his pacifier.
Yeah, he will not give up the pacifier.
He is way too old to be having a pacifier. And he actually got in late in the game with the pacifier.
But that's the thing. I thought because he was sort of, he wasn't taking to it all the time, that I thought he would give it up really easily. And
I guess what happened is we didn't
take it away.
So. Well, we didn't take it away, and we were trying to get Ella to sleep better, so we were trying to push it on her. And she wouldn't take it, and he was like,
what is this?
What is this luscious thing?
Yeah, so now he's hooked. He won't, it's really hard to, he's not bad going out. He still wants it.
No, he wants it all the time.
But he can deal with that. Having it, but yeah. At night,
we don't let him have it out in public because we don't want to get those horrible stares from people.
But is it that bad? Like two?
Yeah,
he's almost two.
He needs to have it away, I think.
But when we took him to the dentist said
at two, take it away. So that's what we're gonna do. Yeah.
Okay.
So
does anybody? What about you guys out there listening? Do your kids have pacifiers still? And how old would they be? I'm curious. I'm really curious.
Yeah. I think this is a common thing. I think a lot of people struggle with this later on.
And how did you get rid?
Yeah, how did you get rid?
For those of you who have been successful with this, if you could let us know, that would be awesome, because we're definitely looking for tips here. I guess now I should tell you the email address is boobsbaby@gmail.com, or our audio comment line. You can leave us an audio comment line, or comment on the comment line at 206-350-4819. So, give us a call if you have any tips or anything, or you know, program that number on your speed dial on your cell phone. That's what I do with podcasts. I call and leave comments on when I'm driving a lot of the time because I hear something. I'm like, oh, I got to chime in here. So, but yeah, if you happen to have tips, or we're just curious about the whole pacifier thing, so let us know.
Let us know.
What else has been going on, bud?
Oh, what has been going on?
I went to a couple conferences. I had a conference.
Yeah. Oh, gosh, we haven't even talked about that.
Yeah.
Talk briefly about that?
I'll talk very briefly. I went to a blogging conference in Seattle called GnomeDex, which was absolutely amazing. And to anybody who's not into that circle, it was a real geek fest as well. But, you know, I consider myself geeky, so it worked quite well. But it was an amazing, amazing experience. Really great people. I went with Marcus, my partner in crime in Nashville. And on a side note, well, the other thing was Marcus and I had a conference here, an unconference called Bar Camp, which you can learn about at barcampnashville.com. But I talked about it in a couple episodes about us planning it, but it was basically a technical sort of unconference for people that are geeky and into all sorts of new media.
Yeah, it was a big success.
It was crazy. 530 people. It was nuts. Right. People are still talking about it in Nashville, which is super cool. So
yeah,
so now I'm in the middle of organizing PodCamp, which will be February sometime, February 9th, I think it is, in Nashville too, which is like a podcasting unconference. So if you're into podcasting and you live in Nashville or in the area, we'd love to have you. So I'll be posting about that here too.
I want to tell about a cool thing that I found that I've kind of joined. Is I mean they have all kinds of groups, but the meetup.com.
Yeah.
And you can start up your own group. Well, I joined a mommy group in my neighborhood. They have tons in Nashville, like all the different areas,
Meetup's,
I guess,
very,
of Nashville.
It's a very successful site.
It's everywhere. But I think a lot, you know, the reoccurring theme that you heard from all the members was moms go crazy inside all day and just looking for adult conversation and just to get out. And I've already done a couple of things with this group, and they're really fun, great.
That's good. I mean,
women and kids, and actually it's kids of all ages, but it kind of works because you don't have to go and do everything. You just choose what fits you the best. Like, we went to the zoo and went to a place called Fundum, which was really cool, in Nashville. I don't know that they have them everywhere, but it's like an indoor playground.
Yeah.
Yeah. But,
well, that's cool. I mean, meetup.com is great for that. I mean, it's just such a great social networking tool because, you can actually meet people online and you know, that all have similar interests. And mm-hmm. I mean, that's how we started the bar camp thing. Marcus started up a meetup group of those interested in doing a bar camp for Nashville. And we had, like, you know, 25, 30 people sign up in Nashville. And those guys became the Bar Camp Nashville crew. And those are the ones who helped us put the whole thing together and pull it off. So meetups are great. Yeah, it's a good tip. If you want to create your own meetup, you can too. It costs a little bit of money, but it's not too expensive.
Well, I think what they did for us, everybody has dues, like a one-time due of $5.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah,
yeah, so, and then it just kind of, I guess whoever organizes it just, pays the dues.
Yeah.
Or pays the cost.
I'll have links to things that we talk about in the show notes as well on the website, so you can always drop by twoboobsandababy.com and
yeah.
What else?
I don't know.
I'm going to another conference.
We need to rename this podcast.
Two Boobs and the Baby Plus?
To One Big Boob and Now His Big Mouth.
Well, that was really mean. Why being mean?
Me.
All right, go on, talk.
I don't have anything to say. I got pooed on today.
You did get pooed on today. Why don't you talk about that? That was pretty funny.
I was changing the poo-poo diaper. Well, we made a bet on the drive home from the farmer's market this morning which one had pooed.
Well, Ella had already pooed.
Ella had already pooed that morning. This morning.
Yeah.
So we just assumed that it was Sam.
Well, when I asked who pooed in the back, Sam raised his hand. So straight away, I thought it was Sam.
Sam's so funny. Like, he doesn't understand what you're saying a lot of times, and he'll go, yeah, yeah. He'll just agree to anything.
He's really cute.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, so, I thought I had gotten off the hook, and you were changing Sam, and so I changed Ella.
I was fully prepared to deal with that poo.
It was Ella, but somehow, I still can't figure out, because it wasn't on her onesie or her little skirt, but it got all over my shirt and all over me.
Yeah, there's a nice big streak.
I was like,
couple
huge
streaks.
Yeah.
Yeah, right across
I
your
got
shirt.
Streaked. That's just disgusting, you know?
That's what this whole parenting thing is. Just, it's all like a big pile of poo.
Pile of poo. Like, yesterday, I was in Target yesterday, and I...
Target.
Target. And I hadn't really looked at myself before I went out, and I kind of just looked down at myself. I had this huge blob of smeared snot all over my shoulder.
Yeah.
You know how snot...
Yeah.
If you're used to snot on you...
Yeah.
It's like, it becomes almost crystal-like looking, you know, the shiny after a while. The shiny mass.
When you're walking through the parking lot, if the sun catches you at the right angle, you could glare.
I was like, fantastic. This is great. This is how...
This is what our life I've, is.
Progress to, I guess.
What about me on Twitter the other day? I actually posted, you know, because on Twitter.com, that's what you where you tell people what you're doing. On Twitter, I posted that I was chasing a poo in the bathtub. Or I just finished chasing a poo.
We had a listener once, and I can't remember who it was, but
was
they
it
gave
Gina
us...
Fish? It might have been Gina
It may
Fish.
Have been Gina
I can't
Fish.
Remember. But, it was a long time ago.
And I'm so glad they told us this because it really came back to us. That was only, what, two or three nights ago. Sam, I don't get him. He just stood up and pooed right in the bathtub. We jerked Ella out of the bathtub.
Ella was in the water, too, yeah.
And got him out, and it came back to both of us. Don't drain the water.
Yeah.
So I know we've talked about this before, but do not drain the water.
Because if you drain the water, you're in big trouble, man.
Man. You got a big mess.
It's
going to
be a big mess because you're talking, well, yeah, I'll leave it to your imaginations.
We didn't even have to debate who was going to clean that up. You just took over. I'm really proud of you on that one.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Actually, yeah, because it wasn't just me pulling the turd out of the water. It was, then I had to take all the toys out of the water and put them in the kitchen sink and, like, disinfect all the toys. And then I had to disinfect the bathtub and scrub the bathtub. I felt like Bill Murray in Caddyshack cleaning out the pool after the turd incident. Except it wasn't a chocolate bar, it was a real turd.
It was a real turd.
Man. Do you remember what kind of chocolate bar that was in Caddyshack?
Milky Way.
Was it?
I don't know.
I don't remember.
I don't know.
No, I think it was like a long one. I don't know. It's going to bug me now.
I'll have to look it up.
Yeah. We're talking about renting that at work, Caddyshack.
Oh, gosh. I watched Caddyshack so many nights in college. You'd come home. You weren't quite ready to go to sleep yet. We would always turn on Caddyshack, and I've probably seen the first 15 minutes of Caddyshack 100 times.
What, and you didn't watch the rest?
No.
Why? Caddyshack is
classic. You come home in college after a night's out, and you know, you don't last through two more hours.
Oh, man, I've watched Caddyshack.
You think you're a lot better off than you are, and you're not.
Honestly, I think I've watched Caddyshack more than any other movie.
It's a good movie.
It's a classic, man. Oh, you must have been something before electricity. Oh, someone sit on a duck.
Okay, I think this is a good
spot. Nice hat. What, you got a free bowl of soup with a hat like that? Oh, it looks good on you, though.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
Let me introduce you.
We're going to go now.
Is that it? Is that all we're talking about?
Yes.
We've been quiet for this long? Hey, listener, you know who you are. The one without food on. Oh, way to drop the pad and make a bunch of noise. Anyways. More about me. No, but seriously, there's a big podcasting new media expo happening in Ontario, California, which is just outside of LA, or it's a suburb of LA or something like that. And that is next weekend. It's this Thursday, October 27th, and I will be there.
So if you're there,
because I'm working for an email marketing company called Emma, which is the best place I've ever worked, and the best people, and yeah, Heather can say whatever she wants.
Promise.
But no, but seriously, it's an amazing place. But anyway, so they sent me to Gnomedex in Seattle as well, but they're sending me to a podcast new media expo. So if you are going there, let me know. Just drop by our website, twoboobsandababy.com, and I'll post it in the show notes. And yeah, I'd love to meet you guys if anyone's around there. So.
Okay, well, have a great week, month.
Week, month.
Not sure when we'll talk to you again, but...
We'll be talking to you soon, but yeah.
No empty promises, Dave.
No, I said soon.
Okay.
Soon is open to interpretation.
Yes, that's true.
Yeah.
Toodles.
Bye-bye.
to quote Mickey Mouse.
Were we going to talk about Mickey Mouse?
We've got ears. Say cheers.
I want to know how they might be giants. Scored this deal with Disney because they do all the music, or at least the theme music anyways, to the hot dog song to Mickey Mouse Club.
And then Sam thinks that Mickey Mouse's name is Hot Dog.
I think he's figuring it out that it's Mickey. But I like him knowing that it's Hot Dog.
Hot Dog, yeah. Because
then, I don't know, it's kind of funny. Because to me, it's like Disney. It's, I don't know. But anyway, and then because there's also Higglytown Heroes, which I love, which is a Disney show. And
yeah, really enthusiastic about that. I love it.
Well, it's so much better than most of the other
shows. You forgot to add For Sam and Ella.
Oh, yeah. That's it. Yeah. But in Higglytown Heroes, the theme music, and I think most of the music in that show is all done by They Might Be Giants. Hmm. So I want to know how They Might Be Giants scored this deal with Disney to do all these songs. And I also, lastly, before we say goodbye again, can you let us know if you guys know any good, like, rock and roll music for kids, like any cool, like, quote unquote alternative, you know, kids music. So not like your generic, you know, crappy kids music, but stuff that's really cool. You know, I'm kind of interested in discovering some music for kids. And maybe if you are an artist or you know somebody that has good kids music, we'd love to maybe even include a song on the show at the ending of the episodes, and you know,
yeah,
be a good way to let the artists promote themselves, and then, and for us to discover new music. So it's a win-win situation.
Win-win.
All right.
Okay.
I know.
I have to say goodbye.
I don't want
to
say goodbye yet.
The listener's saying, say goodbye!
Are you saying say goodbye? Are you getting angry?
It's one of these extended goodbyes, you know? It's right. Like, just short and sweet. Do it.
Goodbye. Oh, man. That's so cool.
Oh, you're so cute.
She says, oh, man. And she says, man. Animal noises now. She says, cow. What does a cow say?
Mm.
Good. Mm. What does a sheep say?
Mm.
Good. What about a horse? What does a horse say? Nay.
Good job, Ezra.
Good. And a monkey. Monkey.
What's a monkey say?
It's a really gentle monkey. What about an aggressive monkey? What does an aggressive monkey say?